I wanted your reaction to some of what you heard from Logan there. He sounded skeptical, maybe as strong, but I would say nervous for the hire and how many eggs are being put in the David Blau basket. I think he understands. Like, I'm going, man, this is exciting. This is awesome. He's young. He's ascending. He's going to be a rock star. And I just feel like I've seen young guys do this. His point is, this is a really, really, really hard thing to do and get right. It's going to take time. It's probably going to lead to some screw-ups first. Do they have that luxury? That's an interesting way to look at
that, and that's a very valid question. So here's what it reminds me of, and bear with me. Do you remember the entire will there be a stadium at RFK saga? You remember that, right? There was some coverage on that. Yeah.
When was that?
So that was
like the last 12 years or something?
Decades.
Yeah.
So there are people who would just go, it's going to happen. I don't want to hear about it. It's going to happen. And there were people like me who were going, you might end up being right, but please understand it's going to be an absolute petting zoo after a tornado. It's going to be ridiculous. It's uphill. It's going to start and stop and fit and start and stop, and everyone's going to be mad. Then this lawsuit will happen. Then it'll be dead. Then it'll be alive again. Then this council member will start stump speeching, and the whole thing is going to be a mess forever. Not to say that we didn't get there. So the guy that was like, it's happening, ended up being right. But the point that I'm making, not chicken littling, just saying, this is really hard. Just understand that it's going to be a mess. That's what this conversation reminds me of. This is a great offensive mind with a really good pedigree. Again, really smart backup quarterback that's been around a couple different places, thrives in a couple different systems as a coach, really well thought of. Was maybe Detroit was on its way to hiring him. Who knows? There is a great starter kit for an offensive coordinator here. If the only point is, yes, that's true, but understand he's about to, without any training, try to walk up Mount Everest without much oxygen. Like, this is really, really, really hard, and it's complicated, and it's going to require our willingness to say, I know it's hard. Please understand that we believe in you, but there's going to be some ups and downs.
Another takeaway from that conversation should be the import of getting the O-line higher right. And Jay Gruden hit on this with us as well.
Yeah, he touched on it as well.
But Logan made a really good point, and the way he said it, I thought was smart. He said he's had head coaches tell him, I'm basically hiring three coordinators, or four, depending on if you count ST. But offense, defense, specials, and O-line. Because you're oftentimes, you pay an offensive line coach OC money sometimes. Like, there are teams where the structure on the coaching staff in terms of pay is coordinator, O-line coach, special teams, or something like that, and then all the position groups. Because you might be leaning on someone who's doing your O-line stuff to be your run game coordinator, to design all your run stuff, but to also be your pass protection person. You heard Logan talk about Kyle Shanahan and how he basically said in his career early on in D.C. he couldn't have done it without Chris Foerster, who's still with him in San Francisco, not coincidentally, he's like his run game whisperer. His dad, Mike Shanahan, had Alex Gibbs in Denver. Jay said, I need to get this run game figured out. It hasn't been working for me. He goes and gets Bill Callahan, and they pay him coordinator money. I just don't know. Like, Blau's hire of the O-line coach is so big. I don't know what his Rolodex is like. The fact that he played recently helps. So somebody who's been around Ben Johnson or maybe around Kevin O'Connell, but unless you can name them your like run game coordinator, then you're probably just getting an O-line coach as it is. A current O-line coach, run game coordinator, there's nothing else you can name them here as you are the OC and you are the play caller to pry them away from one of those places. So does he know enough really good options? That hire is huge. The staffing on this is going to be significant. I brought this up in the pod, but I was talking to someone who basically said, they think, I always forget the word, but I think it's just advisor. Like, outside of your staff, young coordinators should all have an advisor who's on the payroll that they can send tape to break down. Like, even when he was already established, Sean McVay brought in Jay Gruden to send him stuff during the week when he was the coach of the Rams for Jay to look at and get back to him with some insight. And I always thought it was funny because here Jay is on the payroll for Sean. Sean's bouncing stuff off of him and asking him questions, and people are upset that we're having him on the radio show to talk about football. Like, what does he know? I'm like, ask the Rams.
Knows a decent amount.
They just won a Super Bowl, and they're curious what he thinks about how they're running, these concepts. But anyway, You got to pick someone that advises you, that watches stuff for you. And like Zach Robinson picks Kenny Zampezi, and I don't know how helpful he was. Maybe he was helpful, but they couldn't figure out the answers in Atlanta. So like that hire is important. It's just a lot of things he's got to get right here, and it is going to be hard to do, I think.
I'm hoping Dan Quinn can help with that to a degree. You know what I mean? Because again, remember, what's the selling point? But it's the relationship guy.
But he was so wrong about the staff the first time. His words, not mine. He blew out Joe Witt. That was a bad hire. Yeah. He blew out Cliff Kingsbury. His words, not mine. That was a bad hire.
Mm-hmm.
The OC hire is a guy who's never done it before, who is, you know, you're putting the cart before the horse a little bit here. I'm excited about it. It's an exciting high upside, huge ceiling hire, but it's not like you just brought in Mike McDaniel because of your relationship or Kevin Stefanski because he wanted to work with Dan Quinn and a year away from being a head coach. Like, there's no evidence that the proof is actually in the pudding, this whole, like, man, Dan Quinn's Mr. Hire a Great Staff. Well, Mr. Hire a Great Staff, 2 years after hiring a great staff, has to hire a new one because he's firing everybody. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, Granddaddy? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
I still think there's no way to quantify how much he's done or how little that he's done to prepare him for this moment. And I was talking to my man over the break, like at 106.7, this is y'all time, the Grant and Danny show. Now, if, like, for example, if I worked with y'all and my job was to put together clips to say these are the topics that are hot right now, and I know y'all work extremely hard on those things. You don't need nobody to do that. But if I still did that,
yeah, seriously, we'll take help.
But I'm sure.
No, I got what you mean.
Mentally, then you can pick at the end. You can say, well, these are the things that are jumping out to me. If you're thinking of yourselves as coordinators, that doesn't mean that Toby and you all go out of town, there's still symmetry that goes on at 106.7 that we aren't like, what the heck is going on? So that means that you all understand in the building who you all have. It doesn't matter if I get a chance to talk to Toby and chop it up with him and talk to the Zabe and whoever else is sitting in those chairs. As long as y'all know what's going on, everything is cool and y'all can move around knowing that. And so that's what I'm putting my eggs in. You better believe this is going to be Dan Quinn's last opportunity, that he knows what he's going to get to Bilal, or he feels that there's enough there that there's an opportunity to let him cook. Because just because he was preparing for Cliff Kingsbury all year and whatever that looked like, that doesn't mean that when it's time for him to actually cut the stove on and cook and have some guys to prepare the other things that he needs, that he won't be able to do this the right way.
It's a really good call.
Good call, bud.
I mean, there's no doubt that Dan's putting all the eggs in the basket here, and it's ballsy, but he knows what he's getting into.
Yeah.
He knows Blau well.
He knows what's at stake.
He's been monitoring him for 2 years, and they've been saying to anyone who would listen kind of behind the scenes, they got this rising star in the building that they knew would be capable of more and more. And they did the thing Dan said that he wanted to do, the thing that I was worried they wouldn't be able to do. They layered it. So when Cliff was moving on, now, not the way we thought it
would
be.
Yeah, we thought it would be getting a head coach.
There was a guy in the building that they went to. Just so happens it's a guy probably a year or two ahead of when a lot of us thought maybe they could have, should have.